630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
8:07 this Thursday morning. And just a reminder, wherever you are, if you don't want to miss This Morning with Stacey and Daryl, or maybe you don't want to miss, I don't know, a game like the Oilers game happening, and you can't sit in front of your TV, you can always live stream us at 630ched.com. All right, this next segment doesn't leave much room for much else.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite.
Shiitake happens.
Oh, yeah, shiitake does happen. Yeah.
It does. So we've got all of the puns out for a couple of fun guys that are here talking about how you can find mushrooms, which are really quite pricey if you buy them at the market, or if you can find them at the stores. I don't even know if you can find morel mushrooms at the stores. Maybe specialty stores?
I have no idea.
Maybe? But we're a bounty of mushrooms and a bounty of edible things. Just make sure you're eating the right ones.
Absolutely.
And we have the experts here in studio.
Karen Slavinsky is the president of the Mycological Society of Alberta. Ryan Armishaw is coordinating this hunt for the morels locally. They're both in studio. Karen, nice to have you here. How are you?
Good morning, Daryl.
And how you doing, Ryan?
I'm great, thank you. Good morning.
All right, give us your favorite puns, your favorite mushroom puns. Let's get it out of the way.
Oh, the puns are not my thing, but I'm surprised that you guys still have any after three in a row.
Oh, well, I think there's probably lots. And I know Karen's got one.
Mycology is better than yours.
Yes, there you go, from the Mycological Society of Alberta. Awesome.
Let's talk about these forays east. Well, I know the one I went on because I joined the society, I think it was the year before last. And we went on one of these morel forays, and it was a lot of fun. And Karen, you were there, and you taught me a lot about mushrooms. So tell us exactly how it works and what we're looking for.
So what you're looking for is you're looking for the time of the year when you can hear the songbirds back, when you see the blue violets and the white violets blooming, and when the smell of the balsam poplar is in the air, then you know it's time to start looking for the morels. But actually, there's a early morel that comes in before the typical Christmas tree type morel, the one that looks like it's molded. This morel is called the Verpa, and it comes early, and it has a little thimble-type hat, and Ryan's got a lovely set of specimens here. Has a really long, creamy stem or stipe. It has a thimble cap. It has the same coloration as the true morels. So the Verpas have emerged, and the morels are showing up.
Are coming right now. So now is the time. So are you doing forays, hunts for mushrooms right away, Ryan?
Well, we're already into it. We've had a number of them already in the season. We've been finding Verpa. So for your audience that obviously can't see, if they Google it, it's V-E-R-P-A. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that comes up. And then the second one that people get the most excited for are the actual true morels. These are coming up now. I found, I don't know, about 15, 20 yesterday.
They kind of look like a sculpted evergreen. They look like those short sort of squat evergreens that have been sculpted to be rounded around the top. That's what it reminds me of.
That's a much nicer way to phrase it. I always tell people they look like alien pods. But, I mean, I like your verbiage better. Okay. That's much nicer.
And why are they so cool to find? What do you do with them? And how much, like, can you find them in stores? And how much do they cost in stores?
So, yes, to answer that question, you can find them in stores. I know that you can find them at the Italian Center Shop. And the last time I heard, they were selling for about $36 a pound.
What?
Ooh.
Which is a lot. I mean, they don't weigh much, so you'll get a handful for not too much, but that's a pricey commodity. And that's why people pick them all over Alberta, BC, Yukon, Northwest Territories, and sell them commercially, because it's like mining for gold.
And what do you do with them once you find them?
So you have to cook your mushrooms, any mushroom.
But even the button ones you should not be eating raw.
That is correct.
I see them in salads all the time raw.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you do, but it's a very good practice to cook all of your mushrooms. So the true morels, the early morels, they all contain a trace amount of a certain chemical, and that chemical is very volatile. So that means if you heat it up a little, it will vaporize. If you put it in water, it will dissolve, so it's very water soluble as well. And so what you want to do is you want to make sure that you cook your mushrooms thoroughly, whether you're cooking the Verpa or whether you're cooking the morels, and then you flavor them. And of course, what do you flavor them with? definitely butter, definitely cream, cream cheese, salmon, and the morel and the Verpo will enhance any food.
It sounds delicious.
I know.
My favorite thing is drying the morels and then keeping them stored in mason jars, and they become more flavorful over time.
I guess they hydrate when you cook them?
That's right. I recently just made, about 3 months ago, I had two mason jars of dried morels that I crumbled up and put into a chicken soup with noodles. It was heaven.
I think there does have to be a warning, though. We don't want people to go out and start picking mushrooms and eating them. How do you know? Because obviously this is morel season, but then there's the king oyster mustard mushrooms as well that people go and forage for. How do you know what you're picking is edible?
So yes, go ahead, Karen.
Definitely that is a very salient question. There are three groups of morels: the early ones, the true morels, and the false morel. And the false morel is highly poisonous, and it looks a lot like the true morel. The difference is the color, so it has an ochery reddish brown color, and it has a cap that looks brain-like, so it tends to be a little more squat, and has a stem that has many folds inside. So you really do have to know the characteristics of your mushrooms. The inside of a true morel is hollow. The inside of a Verpa has a cottony consistency. And so you have to be a good observer. You should not eat anything that has been described to you on the radio.
Absolutely.
But you can go to your Facebook page, right? And I see I subscribe to your Facebook page, and people are posting pictures all the time saying, is this edible? What is this? And people answer it.
Absolutely. And we do our best on there, and other members do their best to help identify mushrooms. But just like in studio, you don't want to take an identification through a picture on Facebook, someone's word, okay? The safest and best bet is to join a mycological society like you've done. Go out with people that know what they're talking about, that can help you identify mushrooms. Because even myself, I will go out there and pick something and think it's one thing, and I'll ask Karen or the past president, Martin, and we'll say, oh, no, Orion, that's not the correct one. This is this. So you have to be able to use a field guide, identify the mushrooms based on the look, the smell, where it's growing, the spore colors. There's a lot involved. Okay, but once you know your edible mushrooms, you won't mistake them for other things.
And so if we want to go with you to go on a foray or a mushroom hunt, however you want to put it, how do we do that? How do we get involved with that? Do we have to dive in on that?
It's easy. You just go to our website, albertamushrooms.ca, or just search for Alberta Mushrooms. We'll come up. Okay, you have to be a member in order to come out on forays. It's an insurance thing. It's very inexpensive. It's just $40 for a family for the whole year, $30 for an individual, $15 for a student, or $50 for a corporation. Okay?
Easy.
Then we send out emails a week before the foray. Mm-hmm. We have planned all over Alberta, and you just come on out.
And generally, we have people meet at a certain location, and then we all convoy to the secret spot.
Yes. Yeah. People tend to go and pick early if we tell them exactly where it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, good point.
A question for you, and I've always wanted to ask this question. How do you clean your mushrooms, whether they are morels or just button mushrooms? How do you clean them? So, do you put them in water? I heard you're not supposed to put them in water. Are you just supposed to brush them? Are you okay eating the dirt? What's the deal?
The trick is to pick them as cleanly as possible. And so you forage with an... If you're foraging for... to eat them. Mm-hmm. What you would do is you would cut them at the surface so that you're not carrying with you the mud and the dirt and the detritus. Mm-hmm. Because with these mushrooms, all of the little cruddies will fall into the cracks, the little wrinkles of the caps, and that will make cleaning very difficult. But once you've picked them and you still aren't satisfied with how clean they are, Ryan has a handy dandy little mushroom brush. And any kind of little brush at home, you brush off the...
So you don't want to put them in water or anything?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they take up so much water, and by the time they've soaked up the water and then you cook them, the water comes out of them and you have way too much fluid.
I made that mistake once with a bumper crop of morels that I picked out in a burn area, and they were dirty with ash, and I washed them all off, and then they just soaked up so much water, I couldn't dry them properly, and they just spoiled. So now I'm lazy. I just knock off the dirt and go for it.
And just get at it.
A little dirt didn't kill anybody.
No, hasn't yet.
so far. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I love the passion you both have, and I'm sure other members in the society obviously have for mushrooms. Very nice.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and it's a hoot. I thought it was really fun. It was just really cool to
treasure hunt,
to forage for yourself. Although there were only, we found two mushrooms and there was like 40 people trying to get pictures of these morels.
Were they bad?
No, it was the moisture level.
This year
we found 146 in the same location.
So I've been to that foray six times and I personally have never found any mushrooms there while everyone else has. I don't know if I'm cursed.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad.
Okay.
It's the journey.
It was fun,
nonetheless.
Thank you so much, Karen Slavinsky. She is president of the Mycological Society of Alberta, and Ryan Armishaw. He is the 4A coordinator.